And we keep hearing about that magic goal. Once we hit 70% vaccination rates, we'll see our lives start to go back to normal. How have you been going, though, in getting accessing the vaccine? It could be about to become a whole lot easier. Our Upper Hunter MP, Dave Lazell, joins me this morning. You've got some exciting news. Tell us what is on the cards for the Upper Hunter.
Well, look, you know, this is more along the same lines of what we heard about this morning. The mines are looking at their vaccination clinics. Of course, we've got the health hubs working hard with everyone at the moment. We've got pharmacies out there at the moment putting vaccinations in arms. And of course, we've got our GPs, and they really are the crux of our vaccination rollout, and they are working flat out. And so, you know, this is about how can we support those GPs, because they're, you know, working flat out, doing extra hours, doing everything they can. Well, how can we as a community come together and support their efforts? And so we've partnered with Muswellbrook Council, and they've done a lot of work with the local GPs looking at setting up a mass vaccination hub up at the South Muswellbrook Basketball Stadium, and looking at putting on a day there where there's no bookings. People just walk in, get vaccinated, and walk out again. And that's really developing a model. It's a model of pulling together the community. Rotary in Muswellbrook are very keen, and they've had a starring role in pulling this together. And it's something that we'll start to roll out throughout the electorate. So the first one we're doing in Muswellbrook is on the 11th of September. So it's a week on Saturday. And we're hoping that we'll have dates after that for other areas that we can roll this out. So we're currently looking at Singleton and working with Singleton Council. And Singleton Police have taken a lead role in sorting out one in Singleton. And we're also looking at Merriwar and what can we do about Merriwar in terms of getting vaccinations out there.
What more do they need than Dolly Parton? I think she's been doing quite a good job in encouraging that out at Merriwar.
But absolutely. And Cherie out there is just, you know, like she's there. She's vaccinating almost every day. You know, she's really got the whole community behind her and just doing a fantastic. Look, I just wish I could have had more time to share some of the wonderful stories of our GPs and the efforts and the nurses who are working there and how much work they're putting in. You know, we really need to give them a medal once we get through this pandemic.
We have been hearing this morning, though, Dave, some concerns from Singleton Mayor Sue Moore. She's calling for more supplies to be directed to her region. Will that come before this sort of max vaccination hub is set up there?
Look, at the moment, I think we all share the mayor's frustration, and that's, I'm sure, it's shared all over the electorate. One of the things we're seeing is in those areas where we've got outbreaks, we're seeing the ADF go in and they're setting up their clinics and they're rolling out vaccine across those areas. And we can understand that because they're in a crisis over there. But on our side, you know, we haven't had any cases. We're not in a crisis, although we are in lockdown. And so, you know, we've got to manage to get the vaccine, get these rollouts through our GPs. We're frustrated because we can't get enough vaccine in this area. And so we've seen that through a lot of the putting in appointments, and people have been complaining to me about the number of appointments. You know, our GPs are working flat out, I can assure you on that, trying to maximise, but they are limited by the federal government and how much they can actually get of this vaccine. So we've been lobbying hard. I expect another big delivery coming through very shortly, and we should see it rolling out through all the GPs.
So looking at this mass vaccination hub coming to Muswellbrook, Saturday week, the 11th of September, tell me who will be able to come to that site and what vaccines will be there? Because we know there's been some discussions between, you know, AstraZeneca versus Pfizer.
Yes, look, it will be open to anyone. Anyone who wants to rock up and just get themselves jabbed, they've got to bring their ID, they've got to bring a Medicare card, but even without a Medicare card, we'll look after them. You know, it's all about just trying to bring in as many of the community who, you know, they're frustrated by ringing up and trying to make a booking, and they don't understand the computer system and how does that work. And look, just rock up on the day. We'll look after you and make sure that you get vaccinated. So it's all about that. We're going to focus on AstraZeneca to start with have a day of AstraZeneca. So just to see how it goes and make sure that we can do as many of the over 18 as possible during this time.
Last time we spoke, Dave, I think it was Musselbrook LGA was falling behind a little bit as far as vaccination rates. I think we're still waiting for this week's update to come forward. But overnight, the federal government has released its geographical data showing that as of the end of August, only 16.8% of Indigenous residents in the Hunter Valley aged 15 and over had been fully vaccinated. What are you doing to encourage those Indigenous members of our community to come forward for vaccinations as well?
Oh, look, I'm really glad you asked that question because we really have to look after our vulnerable communities. And I really ask everyone in the Indigenous community, please come forward and book yourselves in for a vaccination. I know a lot of the GP clinics will almost take you in immediately. And I know the Unguru Medical Centre in Singleton is starting outreach clinics, so they will actually run clinics in Singleton, especially for the Indigenous community. So please get in contact with them. That is something that we will then continue to roll out throughout the electorate, but right now it's starting in Singleton.